is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Government fighters raised the Iraqi flag over the main government building in the center of Ramadi Monday. Iraqi officials say the next step is to wipe out any pockets of resistance by Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian has more.
Iraqi state TV broadcasts grainy footage of government forces climbing onto the roof of Ramadi's municipal headquarters and raising the Iraqi flag. The city center fell to Islamic State militants in May when soldiers defending the same government complex fled. Provincial Governor Suheib Rawi addressed residents of Anbar. He says that retaking the government complex from Islamic State marks the start of the liberation of the rest of Anbar province. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Two bombings in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday. A suicide bomber detonated an explosives belt as onlookers assessed damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Hara district. The precise death toll remains unclear. It was the second major attack in Homs since a ceasefire agreement between the warring sides took effect earlier this month. An official with South Sudanese rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar says President Salva Kiir's decree creating 28 new states violates the spirit of the August peace accord. In his Christmas decree, Mr. Kiir also appointed 28 new governors, all of them loyal to him. The president's announcement came as rebel advance teams were in Juba to work on their government counterparts in the implementation of the August peace agreement. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have reached an agreement in their dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women during World War II. The agreement includes an $8.3 million compensation fund for the surviving former sex slaves and an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner hailed the agreement.
The two governments made clear that by implementing this agreement, they will, quote, finally and irreversibly, end quote, resolve this issue between the two governments. And we believe this agreement will promote healing and help improve relations between two of the United States' most important allies.
Mark Toner. China's top legislature passed the nation's first anti-terrorism law on Sunday. That law expands the government's ability to force foreign technology firms to comply with government investigations and could further erode individual rights. Chinese authorities say the law, which goes into effect in January, is necessary and in line with international norms. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport Monday, killing at least one civilian and wounding 13. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. A new opinion poll sponsored by television channel CNN shows more Americans dissatisfied with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than any time since September 11, 2001, the date of the terrorist attack. 40% of respondents say terrorists are winning the war on the United States. Those findings, published Monday, come just weeks after terrorist attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. They show nearly three-quarters of Americans critical of efforts by the Obama administration. President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton topped the list of America's most admired man and woman, respectively, by the polling organization Gallup. Rounding out the top three men were Pope Francis and Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump, Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai, and celebrity Oprah Winfrey rounded out the top three women. Suspected Islamic militants attacked two cities in northern Nigeria Monday. At least 50 people were killed. The first blast Monday took place at a mosque on the outskirts of Maiduguri, and in another attack in Maiduguri, suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Bura Burin neighborhood. In the town of Madagali, officials say two female suicide bombers killed at least 30 people in two blasts at a city market. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.